From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs. Bobby Whitlock was born March 18, 1948, in Memphis, Tennessee. The family moved to Marmaduke in Greene County, Arkansas, and later moved to Diaz in Jackson County when Whitlock was 9. Bobby and his mother worked in the cotton fields around Diaz, Newport, Lepanto, and beyond. Always into music, he played guitar, piano, and sang. A fixture on the Memphis music scene following high school, Bobby Whitlock signed to Stax Records' hip subsidiary.
There's a thorn tree in the garden, if you know just what I mean. And I hate to hurt your feelings, but it's not the way it seems, 'cause I miss her.
Bobby Whitlock met Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett, a musical couple also signed to Stax, while playing at their sessions. They'd recorded an album called Home, but had left the deal to go to Los Angeles, California, and sign with Elektra Records, and convinced Whitlock to join them. He played organ and piano and sang on Delaney and Bonnie's album Accept No Substitute, along with Leon Russell, Carl Radle, and others. When Accept No Substitute was released to acclaim, Stax released their own Delaney and Bonnie album, Home. In late 1969, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends got the opening slot, touring with the first rock supergroup, Blind Faith, with Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood, Rick Gretsch, and Ginger Baker. That's where Bobby Whitlock met Eric Clapton. But Eric Clapton had tired of the limelight, and he admired the give and take amongst the players in Delaney and Bonnie and Friends. After the Blind Faith tour, Clapton joined Delaney and Bonnie Bramlett and the Friends. But though Clapton made the move to avoid the direct spotlight, English promoters couldn't resist featuring the Clapton name. Amidst the chaos of being on tour with the embattled Bramletts, Bobby Whitlock and Eric Clapton honed their sound together. Bobby Whitlock and Eric Clapton enlisted bassist Carl Radle and drummer Jim Gordon as the rhythm section and call themselves Derek and the Dominoes, a play on Clapton's nickname of Derek. Dwayne Allman also played. The resulting album, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs, the band's only studio album, is considered a rock classic beyond the ubiquitous title track. Another Arkansas connection, Clapton said an Albert King lick inspired the memorable Layla opening riff. Equally memorable was the way Whitlock and Clapton's voices meshed through such songs as Bell Bottom Blues and the title track Layla. The group played the Johnny Cash Show when the album was released in November 1970.
Outside the wind blows and whispers the sound of your name. Yesterday's over, tomorrow is still more of the same.
Whitlock, Clapton, and the other Dominoes had previously joined Billy Preston, Ringo Starr, Gary Wright, and a host of other musicians, contributing to George Harrison's All Things Must Pass triple album produced by Phil Spector. Like the Layla album, All Things Must Pass was released in November 1970. Whitlock also played uncredited on the Rolling Stones' 1972 double LP, Exile on Main Street. In the mid-1980s, Bobby Whitlock landed some songs on other performers' records like John Prine, George Jones, Tom Jones, and Michael Nesmith, including Slip Away on the 1985 Ray Charles album From the Pages of My Mind. Through the 1970s, Bobby Whitlock also offered up his own handful of solo albums, but it's no surprise that Whitlock remains known as the quintessential sideman. Considering the certifiable rock and roll classics on which he sang, performed, or written, that's as it should be. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs.